Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Lady Tamar, man, what a sumptuous voice. Wow. Song is called Enough. We also checked out to Joe with What If a Woman, Lida, and Moyo and Pain, also on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. It's 9:16. That's your time. 9:16, we have a bit of an update for you. Yesterday, I addressed the situation of Jericho responding to a fan on TikTok. Okay. And I remember yesterday making it exceptionally clear that I don't think Jericho should have responded the way he did to the fan. FYI, the fan called him out for repeating old lyrics on new songs. And he has since apologized to the fan, but he couldn't resist himself by taking a shot at Fresh FM. Have a listen.
Yeah, I would like to also, you know, take this time and then from the bottom of my heart also apologize to my homeboy Shura Fandimula. I've got a lot of respect for you. Thank you for clarifying it also to everybody that, because everybody, I'm not thinking no, that is a J, this and Egg and J. My man, Viet, the man said that was in like, you know, we had this talk before, after the first video came out and my video came out. We actually spoke and then we said that we made the air clear that time already. I just think that the NSK with this radio station is trying to push it to different heights to make it look, I don't know which way. Maybe it's good for the industry, I don't know, but that's not about it. Alvadek says, I respect you, Bayer, my Bruges, my Auti, Alte Salvius. I love your honesty, you're just like me, honest as I also is. And I like the fact that you also cleared it to the fan, to everybody else that might have thought that there's beef going on, there's nothing, no beef is going on here. We brothers, we know one another, we respect one another's work. I appreciate you not mere for the fact that you actually came out and let me know that you're a fan and that you love my music. Thank you very much. I also love your honesty very much.
So yeah, that was Jericho's apology to the fan Shura. And he issued this apology, when was this? He issued this apology, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Because, you know, yeah, was it yesterday? August 6th, yes, it was yesterday. Because yesterday, after I shared my analysis and I said, look, I don't think Jericho should have responded to Shura like that, everyone was coming at me saying, yeah, well, NSK, you've gotten jail with Jericho. You just have issues with Jericho, you know. It's because of that podcast with Webster. I find it so ridiculous. I find it so ridiculous. I have no beef whatsoever with Jericho. I have no animosity towards Jericho at all. And I want to make something clear. I had Jericho on my podcast, I think the third or fourth episode. I can help you even with the link to that episode. And in that episode, you will see that I'm actually cheering him on. I'm actually bestowing an honor on him. I'm actually pushing him, and I'm letting him know that I put him in a different pedestal. As a matter of fact, I actually said in that podcast, I said you should fill a stadium. That's what I said to him in that podcast. I didn't say you should fill up the catch, you should fill up a club, or you should fill up a school hall. I said stadium. Why would I say stadium? It's because I genuinely believe this man has the ability to fill a stadium. I genuinely believe, as a fellow Namibian, that this is a man that we all owe flowers to. We all need to amplify. We all need to understand. But that does not mean if I see something wrong, I'm going to be quiet about it. That it doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? If there's something wrong, if I see something as an analyst or as a creative practitioner, I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna mention it, like I did yesterday. like I did in the podcast with Webster, because Webster was saying that Jericho beat him up multiple times, you know. And even in that podcast, I said, yo, my man, let's have a conversation about it. And FYI, just pray tell, I actually invited Jericho back to the podcast. I gave him his right of reply. He never came back to me. We had a back and forth via text, which I'm not going to get into, but basically he didn't get back to me and he didn't exercise his right of reply. The door is still wide open. But that does not mean that I have something against Jericho. It doesn't mean that I've with Jericho. It's like, I don't have the time for that. Like, I really don't. And I genuinely wish well for Jericho. Again, why would I say you should fill a stadium? Why would I come back on radio today to come say I still believe that Jericho should fill a stadium? But if a fan is out here saying, yo, I've observed this thing about what you do as my favorite artist, and then Jericho's response is, yeah, Jelly J, to the fan, it's like, I'm not going to sit there and going to be quiet about it. Like, I am going to call it out. And I call it out. Jericho saw that he is wrong with his response, hence why he apologized. So I just wanted to clarify that bit, okay? And once again, if you want a link to that podcast that I had him on my podcast, Jericho, more than welcome to help you with it via WhatsApp. Just hit me up and I'll send you that podcast. And you will see that whole conversation, my demeanor, my how I post the questions. There's nothing that suggests that I've got issues with this man. Why would I have issues with Jericho? Oh my goodness. It's so silly. 9:23 on Namibia's Art and Soul. When we get back, we speak about what's trending on TikTok.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.